This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Former U.S. President Donald Trump will be in court on Thursday to face charges he attempted to prevent the winner of the 2020 presidential election, Democrat Joe Biden, from taking office. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer says prosecutors may be aiming for a quick trial by not naming Trump's alleged conspirators in the plot.
More defendants mean more defense lawyers and more legal motions and more delays. Such a large cast of defendants would make it difficult for Justice Department Special Counsel Jack Smith to get Trump in front of a jury before the final stretch of the 2024 campaign. Not indicting the alleged conspirators does not mean that they won't face charges. Legal scholars, in fact, say they believe the alleged conspirators stand a very strong chance of being indicted and going on trial, possibly after Trump faces a jury. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Israel's Supreme Court on Thursday began hearing the first in a series of appeals against a judicial overhaul being pushed by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his religious nationalist coalition, which has set off an unprecedented domestic crisis. A March amendment to a quasi-constitutional basic law limited conditions under which a prime minister can be deemed unfit or incapacitated and removed from office. The appellants, backed by Netanyahu's own attorney general, want that voided. Supporters of Netanyahu cast Thursday's appeal as a reminder of what they deem meddling by unelected judges in the democratic mandate of the coalition. Next month, the entire 15-member court will convene for the first time to hear an appeal against another basic law amendment, this one curbing the powers of the Supreme Court itself. You can download our app, voanews.com, and go on voanews.com for all the stories we're covering. This is VOA News. The Palestinians envoy to the United Nations says a majority of countries are supporting the Palestinians' view that Israel is taking over land they seek for an independent state. The UN General Assembly adopted a Palestinian-backed resolution last December asking the UN's highest judicial body, the International Court of Justice, to give its opinion on the legality of Israeli policies in the Palestinian territories. Palestinian Ambassador Riyad Mansour told a group of reporters Wednesday the number of submissions to the court exceeded Palestinian expectations and came from every continent, including the United States, Russia, China, Britain, and France, all five permanent members of the UN Security Council. Israel's UN ambassador has denounced the resolution as outrageous, called the UN morally bankrupt and politicized, and said any potential decision from the court will be completely illegitimate. At least 108 people were treated for heat-related illnesses at the World Scout Jamboree being held in South Korea. The illnesses occurred during Wednesday night's opening ceremony of the Jamboree, attended by 40,000 scouts in the southwestern town of Buan, where temperatures reached 35 degrees Celsius. The head of the Jamboree's organizing committee says most of them have recovered, but at least two are remaining in treatment at an on-site hospital as of Thursday morning. South Korea is having one of its hottest summers in years. Authorities raised its hot weather warning to the highest serious level for the first time in 4 years, as temperatures nationwide hovered between 33 to 38 degrees Celsius. The safety ministry says at least 16 people have died because of heat-related illnesses since May 20th, including two people on Tuesday. The youngest son of Aung San Suu Kyi says a partial pardon by Myanmar's ruling military of the jailed former leader means absolutely nothing. Reuters correspondent Joel Flynn has the story.
Kim Aris, who's a British national, said the move didn't go far enough in any way.
She should never have been charged with any of those charges in the first place. They're all false. The only real meaningful movement that they could come up with is releasing her and restoring the democratic government, but they're not about to do that anytime soon.
Myanmar has been in turmoil since early 2021. That was when the military overthrew Suu Kyi's elected government and cracked down on opponents of military rule. Thousands were jailed or killed. The 78-year-old Nobel laureate Suu Kyi was detained during the coup. She denies all the charges of which she was subsequently convicted, ranging from incitement and election fraud to corruption, and has appealed.
I'm Richard Green for VOA News.